91X News.
It's 11 degrees and mild at 2 o'clock. I'm John Baldrick with 91X News. Hastings County and the cities of Belleville and Quinte West have partnered to create a cultural plan for the region. Public forums were held last week in Trenton, Belleville, and Madoc. Mayor Neil Ellis, Parks and Recreation and Cultural Director Mark Fleur, and Dr. Greg Baker were the consultants for Belleville. Dr. Baker says it's important to get input from people who live in the region.
Part of developing a cultural plan or any plan is engaging the community and finding out what they think the priorities should be and what the vision for the plan should be.
The meetings are part of a five-stage plan that is expected to be completed by June. Gasoline prices are up as much as 4.5 cents in some parts of the country, but the Canadian Petroleum Products Institute says there's no way to tell what the price will be this summer. Vice President Carol Montreuil says pump prices are being affected by two major variables. He says the economic situation is still very delicate in the U.S. and Europe, and there's a straight correlation between economic strength and energy consumption. Montreuil says the other issue is the geopolitical fallout of the brinksmanship between the U.S. and Iran over its nuclear ambitions. Premier Dalton McGuinty is pouring cold water on an NDP call to increase taxes for the wealthy, but isn't ruling the idea out completely. The New Democrats want people making over $500,000 to pay a 2% point tax premium, saying it would generate about $570 million a year for the cash-strapped government. McGuinty says he doesn't want to respond to one-off ideas from the NDP and wants to see all of their demands for supporting his minority government's budget. The Premier told the legislator the income gap in Canada is not as extreme as it is in the United States, where President Barack Obama also wants a higher tax on the richest of the rich. Outside the legislation, Finance Minister Dwight Duncan took pains to say the Liberals have not rejected the NDP's call to tax the rich, but want to see their entire package of budget proposals. NDP leader Andrea Horvath confirms her party will present more ideas to change the Liberal budget, saying it's important to keep the public informed throughout the negotiations with the government. 2,000 Yahoo workers will be let go as the company looks to reshape itself. Reporter Amir Ferrati says new CEO Scott Thompson is sweeping out jobs that don't fit into his plans for turning around the beleaguered internet company.
They hired a new CEO, Scott Thompson, who was head of PayPal. This is his first big move, is to lay off 2,000 folks. He's going to try to reorient the company.
The cuts announced today represent 14% of the more than 14,000 employees employed by Yahoo, which is based in Sunnyvale, California. That's 91X News to 205. Here's Dan Canatero with sports.
Good afternoon. Here's 91X Sports. There's a light schedule on the frozen water tonight. Steven Stamkos looks to get closer to that all-important 60-goal plateau as the Lightning's visit the Bell Centre in Montreal. Stamkos is coming off a two-goal performance in his last game against the Caps. Habs goaltender Carey Price will miss the remainder of the season. Price has been diagnosed with a concussion. The injury took place in Montreal's road loss to the Rangers, which was his 65th start of the campaign. In other action, the St. Louis Blues look to climb closer to the red-hot Vancouver Canucks for top spot in the Western Conference as they travel to the Motor City. The Red Wings currently have one of the best home records in the NHL at 31-6-2. NBA Commissioner David Stern wants to see a rule change when it comes to the NBA draft. Stern earlier stated, our rule is that we won't eligibly let the draft until they're 19. Stern went on to say, they can play in Europe, they can play in the D-League, they can even go to college. Kentucky forward Anthony Davis is projected to go first overall in this June's draft. Davis is a Frenchman. Teammate Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is also a freshman and is expected to be a first-round pick, according to ESPN. If Davis gets selected first overall, he will be the fifth freshman to go first overall in the last 6 years. Greg Oden, John Wall, Kyle Irving, and 2011 MVP Bull star Derrick Rose were all selected in their first year out of college. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick from 91X Weather.
Today, we will see a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 11. Tonight, clearing with a low of minus 2. And Thursday, get ready for some sun and a high of 9. Right now, it's 11 degrees. I'm John Baldrick with Dan Canataro. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.